Hello, this is www.abovetopsphere.com member Maverick Hunter, and I'm giving my podcast my second campaign speech. I should do a better job this time. I apologize for making my campaign speech unbearable to listen to for the second half of the time. This time, I shall make myself clear and pronunciate my words better, and I shall speak with more formal English, and I will certainly make it a point to capitalize on the ideology of my campaign. First of all, I don't believe in the war on terror. The war on terror was started by some guy named Bill Clinton, who failed to protect national security by forgetting that we needed homeland security, and he focused his entire campaign on damage control and preventing anyone from seeing that his sex scandal was bad with Monica Lewinsky, and Monica Lewinsky became very famous. The end result of his campaign was that China became a superpower, Monica Lewinsky became famous, and Bill Clinton attacked Al-Qaeda someone. Al-Qaeda has always been our enemy. We need to hunt these people down no matter what the costs are. We cannot let them gain an advantage. We cannot let them edge us out. We cannot seem that they make us seem bad. We have to treat them badly, and we have to make them look bad at the same time, and we have to spread propaganda on our side, and we can't let the British Special Forces train Iraq terrorists to promote their foreign policy, but for them to continue doing that, we must expose their lies and expose what they are doing bad, which is bad. We cannot let psyops tactics that interfere with our global affairs take control of the situation in Iraq and basically mandate terrorists as a prime, basically, something that allows us to initiate foreign policy, a prime initiator of our foreign policy. We cannot let these terrorists, we have to defeat them. We cannot just stay back and relax and say, hey, let's let the terrorists do this to us, and let's let them attack target A, and then feel like they can attack target B. Once a terrorist feels like they can acquire and attack a target, they can attack anything. That being said, we have to fear itself. We cannot let fear. We cannot let us fear other things besides that. Coincidentally, the British forces appear to be pulling out of Iraq because they feel the war is unjust. However, we shouldn't have gone out of any war besides into Afghanistan. The war in Afghanistan was the only war that we should have went into. Otherwise than that, we went into war on Iraq with faulty intelligence. I do believe that Bush had a backup strategy, didn't he? Well, unless he's lying, I don't see why he shouldn't go with that backup strategy. Hey, Bush, what was that, mister? Did he say he had a backup strategy? No, I don't hear anything. I don't see anything being done. Because had something been done, I do believe that the campaign would have had a tremendous turnaround in Iraq. Alright, and well, let's focus. What should I do about disinfo? I should release the lies, expose the lies. Only I can see what people are lying about, because so many people, or maybe other people can too, but they choose not to, but I will expose all lies of the current administration, and I shall disclose all information that is classified to the public that previously thought to be unheard of, the new oath. And I shall really make it a point that journalism must not be false. Journalism, or people in journalism, cannot be a lie, or cannot lie. Because when they lie, they really basically destroy the whole point of what people look at newspapers for. People look at newspapers to find real facts, but under the Bush administration, has been suppressing these facts from us, and they have been suppressing these facts from our country, and I want them to minimize Bush's power, to constrain Bush's from making bad speeches, and also to stop Bush from making terrible speech mistakes. He shouldn't have. Did you know that Bush, for many of the times in his first run, he spoke a speech with an unprepared script? That makes sense, because he did a lot of misspeakings, and I have a book on that. It's called Bushisms. This book, called Bushisms, contains a wide variety of quotes from George W. Bush, and all the quotes show misspeakings or mispronunciations of words, including newly coined words like misunderestimate, and he also claims to have coined the word Hispanically. That says that, and the book quotes where he spoke that and what time he spoke that and what speech he spoke that to and who he spoke that to. And I feel that this president really doesn't know what he's doing, and people who support him should be ashamed of themselves for supporting their own president. But I'm an American myself, but I support the troops in Iraq, but I don't support the way Bush is running the war in Iraq. We should have not been there. We went there on faulty intelligence. We went there on the grounds that Iraq had nuclear weapons from enrichment program from Africa, and they got their uranium from there. Also, we said that there was a 60 country problem, not an Al-Qaeda problem, and that prolonged our investigation of Al-Qaeda, and that allowed them to gain power. So, what are we to do now? We let Al-Qaeda gain power, so how are we to get rid of that? We need to get rid of that group immediately, and we cannot let the group gain power in the Middle East. The Middle East is already beyond our control, and I believe that this is all done by the New World Order. The New World Order, the KGB, the United States government, them hiring Hollywood directors to project the New World Order's image, communism wanting the New World Order. Now, the terrorists want the New World Order under their rule. They want world control, and they want an Islamic revolution. However, they hijacked the Islam, and the radical Islamics need to take back their religion. I only have one more thing to say. I also do not like the concept of how what we're doing with Iran. We should have talks with Iran. We shouldn't send troops to Iran immediately. And secondly, if they do not comply, we should take out their nuclear weapons facilities. As for North Korea, their nukes are weak compared to us. And for Russia, we should deal with them with diplomacy. We should not let our interests collide. And also, we should talk to Russia about Iran getting nuclear weapons from them. We're forcing them to give them nuclear weapons. That concludes my speech. I hope that you enjoyed my speech better than my last one. Thank you. And this is Maverick Hunter, and I'm signing off. 3, 2, 1. That was my speech. Have a good day.